Through the agency of worldlings he keeps up a continual excitement to induce the unwary to join in worldly pleasures. There are shows, lectures, and an endless variety of entertainments that are calculated to lead to a love of the world, and through this union with the world, faith is weakened. 523 or 522.3 Satan, a skillful charmer. The young generally conduct themselves, as though the precious hours of probation, while mercy lingers, were one grand holiday and they were placed in this world merely for their own amusement, to be gratified with a continued round of excitement. Satan has been making special efforts to lead them to find happiness in worldly amusements and to justify themselves by endeavoring to show that these amusements are harmless, innocent, and even important for health. 523.1 He Satan presents the path of holiness as difficult, while the paths of worldly pleasure are strewn with flowers. In false and flattering colors he arrays the world with its pleasures before the youth. But the pleasures of earth will soon come to an end, and that which is sown must also be reaped. 523.2 He is in every sense of the word a deceiver, a skillful charmer. He has many finely woven nets, which appear innocent, but which are skillfully prepared to entangle the young and unwary. 523.3 Education is dwarfed by the love of pleasure. Parents make a mistake in rushing their children into society at an early age, fearing that they will not know anything unless they attend parties and mingle with those who are lovers of pleasure. Even while they are at school, they allow their children to attend parties and mingle in society. This is a great mistake. In this way children learn evil much faster than they do the sciences, and their minds are filled with useless things, while their passion for amusement is developed to such an extent that it is impossible for them to obtain a knowledge of even the common branches of education. Their attention is divided between education and a love of pleasure, and as 524 the love of pleasure predominates, their intellectual advancement is slow. 523.4 Like Israel of old, the pleasure lovers eat and drink and rise up to play. There is mirth and carousing, hilarity and glee. In all this the youth follow the example of the authors of the books placed in their hands for study. The greatest evil of it all is the permanent effect that these things have upon the character. 524.1 God's last message regarded with indifference, as the time of their probation was closing, the antediluvians gave themselves up to exciting amusements and festivities. Those who possessed influence and power were bent on keeping the minds of the people engrossed with mirth and pleasure, lest any should be impressed by the last solemn warning. Do we not see the same repeated in our day? While God's servants are giving the message that the end of all things is at hand, the world is absorbed in amusements and pleasure-seeking. There is a constant round of excitement that causes indifference to God and prevents the people from being impressed by the truths which alone can save them from the coming destruction. 524.2 Sabbath keepers will be tested and proved. Young Sabbath keepers who have yielded to the influence of the world will have to be tested and proved. The perils of the last days are upon us, and a trial is before the young which many have not anticipated. They will be brought into distressing perplexity, and the genuineness of their faith will be proved. They profess to be looking for the Son of Man, yet some of them have been a miserable example to unbelievers. They have not been willing to give up the world, but have united with the world in 525 attending picnics. Notes: the simple outdoor gathering of families or church members is not referred to here, but that in which church members united with the world in a carnival type of community gathering quite common then. And other gatherings for pleasure, flattering themselves that they were engaging in innocent amusement. Yet it is just such indulgences that separates them from God and make them children of the world. 524.3 God does not own the pleasure seeker as his follower. Those only who are self-denying and who live lives of sobriety, humility, and holiness are true followers of Jesus. And such cannot enjoy the frivolous, empty conversation of the lover of the world. 525.1 The all-important consideration. Let none begin to believe that amusements are essential and that a careless disregard of the Holy Spirit during hours of selfish pleasure is to be looked upon as a light matter. God will not be mocked. Let every young man, every young woman, consider: am I prepared today for my life to close? Have I the heart preparation that fits me to do the work which the Lord has given me to do? 525.2. Chapter 84, Directing Juvenile Thinking Regarding Recreation. Standards are being lowered. Christian parents are giving way to the world-loving propensities of their children. They open the door to amusements which from principle they once prohibited. R526.1 Even among Christian parents there has been too much sanctioning of the love of amusements. Parents have received the world's maxim, have conformed to the general opinion that it was necessary that the early life of children and youth should be frittered away in idleness, in selfish amusements, and in foolish indulgences. In this way a taste has been created for exciting pleasure, and children and youth have trained their minds, so that they delight in exciting displays, and they have a positive dislike for the sober, useful duties of life. They live lives more after the order of the brute's creation. They have no thoughts of God or of eternal realities, but flit like butterflies in their season.